Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks to a scientist who will explain the effect of racism and the aging of black men. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil J, hope all is well with you this morning. I spent 3 years as executive editor of the Chicago Defender, and if that was one story that was utterly perplexing to me, the one that we covered the most, it is the case of Howard Morgan, a former Chicago police officer who was later a detective for the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, who was shot 28 times by four white Chicago police officers, and the jury convicted him of attempted murder. The appeals court right now is considering his case. He was sentenced to 40 years in prison. And joining us this morning is his wife, Roslyn, but also our good friend, Ben Crump, who is now working with the family as well on this case. And I'm going to go to Roslyn first. Roslyn, this was a stunning story. It took place on February 21st, 2005, and Howard says he was driving down a one-way street. Cops pulled him out of the car. He told them he was a police officer. They didn't believe him, began to beat him, and then opened fire. Was it 21 times in the chest and 7 times in the back he was shot?
It was 21 times in the back and 7 times in the front.
So 21 times in the back, 7 times in the chest, and they claim he was trying to assault them.
Yes.
First of all, the fact that he is still alive is stunning itself. And so the appeals court is considering the appeal. Is he trying to get it thrown out, get it reversed? Exactly what is he trying to achieve with the appeal?
Prayerfully, we're trying to achieve that the conviction will be reversed, prayerfully. So at this point, Attorney Crump would know more about that aspect of it than myself.
Ben, one of the things about this story that is stunning is that a number of the bullets were fired at him, also hit his van. The cops destroyed the van?
Yes, they destroyed the van.
While he laid in the hospital, shackled to a bed.
So they destroyed evidence?
They destroyed evidence. They never had the bulletproof vest that alleges one of the officers was shot. They produced a replica. And if we know anything about court, that you have to have the evidence against you in the court of law. And so many things were done that boggles the mind in this case. I've said, Roland, he was shot 28 times on the street, but the worst shot came in that courtroom from the judge and the justice system. Howard Morgan was 60 years old when he was sentenced to a 40-year sentence, essentially a death sentence, Roland.
Just for clarity, the first round of the trial, he was found not guilty of battery or discharging a firearm, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And so they retried him because they weren't satisfied with that?
Sybil, they were hung on attempted murder, and that's what boggles the mind. If I didn't, you find me not guilty of not discharging the firearm and not guilty of battery. Can you find me guilty of attempted murder?
Right.
Right. The same prosecutor in the first case prosecuted the case, and it was the same judge the second time around.
Which doesn't even seem right.
And as Ms. Morgan and her family shared with me, the judge, and the basis for the appeal, the judge would not let them ask the jury about police misconduct and whether police can have racial bias. So that was a big part of the appeal, because if they would have got into those things, we might have got a fair jury. And there was an independent witness, Tom and Sybil, I'm sure you know, Roland, that said they pulled Mr. Morgan out of his car. Mr. Morgan was not going down a one-way road. And so essentially he was stopped from driving while black. But the biggest thing, he's a police officer. And if this can happen to a black police officer with 22 years of experience and his prestige in the community, What about our little boys who drive around black? Mm-hmm.
Roslyn, how is Howard doing? He's been, it's been 8 years now he's been in prison?
No, he's been there. He was taken into custody January the 27th of 2012. He's
okay,
right
2012.
Now. Yes, he's right now in Dixon Prison. And
what's his physical condition after being shot 28 times?
His physical condition is not well at all. And the majority of the time is very cold. He's had to sleep in his clothes due to the heat in the system there. It's not warm enough. And when a person has to sleep in their clothes with one blanket on them, it's very difficult for Mr. Morgan because he's not getting the proper medical treatment that he should have. And he tries very hard to persevere. My husband does not deserve that. He's a beautiful man. I've been fighting this for almost 9 years, February the 21st of 2014. It will be 9 years. It has been a downhill method for my family. And my husband is a good man. We've been married a long time. We have two children and three grandchildren. And I pray that he will be able to come and assist with his grandchildren, be with our family, our church family. And he doesn't deserve that. It changed my entire life. My husband was on his way home, around the corner from our home. You could never make me believe my husband was driving down a one-way street, because this is just inconceivable, and I just don't believe that. He said he's innocent. I believe him, of course.
The evidence shows he's innocent.
The evidence shows that, and I'm so grateful.
It's amazing that this case has to be appealed.
It's not. It's Chicago.
Found not guilty of discharging a weapon.
That is guilty
of attempted murder. Wow. Unbelievable. Shot 28 times.
There's a petition on change.org that we need everybody to sign, because this state attorney made a decision, elected officer made a decision to try him again. After the first trial, they could have walked away, but they wanted to show the community who was standing up, who was in charge, and they are always going to cover for the police. And that's why we have to fight.
Also, Tom, Howard Morgan was never tested for gun residue to confirm if he even fired a weapon on that morning.
Wow. Roland's commentary is brought to you by TV One. Good job, Roland.
Thank you.
All right, Fred, on the case.
Thanks, Tom.
God bless you, Ms. Morgan. Absolutely.